605-4567. Get revved up. Let's get going in here because I'm going to talk about it. It's usually in the afternoon. You know, after two grueling hours here in the morning, I kind of relax and I get back into it. Yesterday, Susan Wilson was in here from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we talked about electoral commission, and the electoral college, and why it's so important. You know, and it's based on population and all this. You know, how many electoral college votes you get, right? So, figure this. The county of Los Angeles has over 10 million people. Am I correct?
Yep.
If you look at the states on the July 2019 estimate of how many people they have in them, there were only 9 states in the union, that had 10 million people in it.
And one of those states is that one.
It's California.
Yeah.
It's California. So think about this. Los Angeles County has more people in it than, 41 states. Gee. 41 states have less of a population than Los Angeles County. And you wonder why we have an electoral college? Did you realize that, you know, something like that happens? That means that Los Angeles County, San Francisco, New York...
rules
by themselves.
Else.
Maybe Dallas. Chicago.
Can you imagine if Chicago's gun rules applied in Montana?
Well, but it, you know, you know what? I got a friend in Montana right now. But think about that. Think about that. Because and so when people want to overturn the Electoral College, it overturns the right of people to have any say. And who becomes president? Millions overturns them. So I just have to bring that up. I'm going to bring it up probably 2 or 3 times. Okay, before I get into the Facebook battle, let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you today?
Well, you know what? Your show's not enough. You got to come on mine. What is this?
Well, I heard your ratings were dropping, and you needed a little.
Yeah, you wish. You know what? You wish you had. You wish you had my ratings. Okay, buddy. What do you got?
I ran across something last night that I found really interesting. There are no blue states, Carl. There's blue cities. So it's not just states electing with the electoral college and the popular vote. It is actually cities and. When you look at a map of California on the red and the blue counties, it's obvious.
There's more red counties.
Way more in California in the United States.
Let's take it a step further than that.
And I don't believe there's one blue state. I believe there's blue cities, and the map I showed that. So
yeah, if you look at the counties. Okay, if you look at I was using Highway 5, but. Susan Wilson said yesterday, why don't you look at Highway 1? Everything east of Highway 1, okay, we'll say 5, but this, okay, east of Highway 5 is a much more moderate or even conservative area. It's the coast, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco. It's the ones from the I-5 west that control everything that happens in those states. And it's not against red and blue. I agree with you totally. It's against rural and urban. That's where the vote hit, and that's where the states are having problems.
Well, that's another way of putting it. But do you suppose it's the radiation from Fukushima that's screwing up their senses?
No, I think that was just I think that's an urban myth.
Well, that was just in jest, also. You know what? What concerns me more than anything is the lack of voice that conservatives have, and it's getting worse. You take the Record Searchlight, which is so far left that you know, you just can't hardly stand to pick it up just to see the obituaries anymore. They've taken away the opportunity to comment. So you're stuck with their opinion, and you don't get the opinions of any conservatives that might want to barter with them. And it's the same thing with our forums around here when we have local or state representatives, senators, or assembly people that want to come and debate. The only forum we have is Susan Wilson's, which is, what is that, Women Voters?
League of Women Voters.
Okay, that's a bunch of left-leaning liberals. They won't let you present your question. And further than that, they won't let you applaud an answer you like. You get reprimanded if you clap or if you, you know, just let out.
If you hoot.
All that, huh?
If you hoot.
That's right.
Right,
and that's not right, Carl.
Well,
the
you know what? But let's
don't
go.
We have a forum now to have debates with local elections or anything.
Well,
the only forum we've got is your radio station. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Nick. But here's the thing. Let me just make a comment on that. Okay, League of Women Voters. Why doesn't the young conservatives, or how about the Republican party of Shasta County host a debate? And then, you know, but I don't think they do. The other thing, too, is when's the last, you know, when they were talking about the debates and they're talking about other places that's showing up, many of our representatives don't even bother to do that.
Well, I think it was mainly just the dollies.
Well, I have to admit that everybody that I had talked to said that it was tough getting them to any place.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, what did they have to gain by
that's not the point. That's not the point. But that's not the point. You know what? If
I agree with you. That isn't
okay.
The point.
That isn't the point. You know, what do they have to do? Oh, well, if I show up, you know, and the other person, you know, asks me questions I can't answer, I'll be embarrassed and, oh, my gosh. You know what? You'd have to do something pretty bad up here not to be elected if you're a Republican.
That's right. But, you know, my
but they
point
won't,
is,
if they don't show up, if they don't show up, it makes you feel like, well, they don't feel like they have to listen to us. They don't have to come here. They don't have to answer questions like, why did you support this? Get their, you know, get their take on it.
Yeah, but my point is we don't have a venue for the conservatives. The women, the Republican Party, nobody seems to be able to put them on. The Patriots used to have wonderful forums, but they lost their venue. So we don't have them anymore. And I'm just going to tell you one experience I had with the League of Women Voters. I went down there probably about the fourth or fifth time when they were having a debate, and I wrote down my question, and I gave it to the gal, and I watched her shove it to the bottom of the stack. And I said, why'd you put that on the bottom of the stack, my question? And she says, oh, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. I saw you. And she says, oh, okay. And she fished around and took and stuck one on the top and went up there like everything's fine. But, you know, she's a bleeding heart liberal. It's been around Reading all her life. I know who she is. And, you know, it's the way the Democrats slant everything and don't play fair that is really aggravating me. Honesty and integrity is not their forte.
Well, I'm not going to say all Democrats are like that, but I will say this, is that when you get 96% of all news stories are negative about Trump, there's something that says that, well, what happened to the fairness? What happened to just reporting in the news media? And, you know, I think everything then from the, it cycles down from the news media to every place else. You know, people start parroting the things they read. And a lot of times people only read those things that they agree with.
Well, a lot of times.
And that's both sides.
The other side isn't there to read.
I'm sorry, what?
A lot of times the other side to the story is not there to read.
Well, but you research.
You're reading is somebody's opinion more than anything.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? That behooves us to go out and research it. You know, I read numerous different groups of people out there, and I'll look at the same story from two different papers, news organizations, and you would swear that one of that we have two realities here. There's one reality on this side and one reality on that side, and they will not agree. There's nothing in there except the date and the names of the people in there that actually are reported. Anyway, we got to run. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Bye.
Hey, this is Open Line, so if you've got something you want to say, make sure you give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm getting my hair cut next Monday, finally. This is the only place I get my hair cut. The only place I've ever gotten my hair cut is at Cypress Square Barbershop, D.C. and the young men that are there. D.C.'s taking a step back, but, you know, it's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments at 244-9478. They're open for business, and obviously they're doing pretty good since I can't get in until next Monday. The first time for my haircut. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. 7:34 in the morning, 38 degrees out there.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say, carry on, I will turn. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty.
Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM and soon to be 96.5 FM.
That's 9 to 12 daily.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Why can I find you?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, it's 6:05 in the morning. No, it's not. It's 6054567 is our phone number. It's 7:39 in the morning. Good morning.
Drink your coffee.
I'm going to have more coffee here. hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite has been doing this, has been customizing homes for over 16 years. He works by appointment only. But I can tell you this, he's a true artist when it comes to design and installation of marble, granite, slate, you name it, he can do it. And he provides the utmost in, I guess, a sophisticated look at things and a true artisan when it comes to putting it together. That's Mike Huber, Estate Granite. Like I said, he works by appointment only. So you give them a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. And it is a veteran-owned business. He's a proud veteran. Now, I was going to be talking about all these different things that are happening, but let's go to the phones. Oh, Chris. Chris.
We lost him.
We lost Chris during the break. Well, okay. Here we go. Facebook. By the way, open line. This whole 2 hours is going to be open line. Anything you want to talk about, and whoever calls, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to, no matter what I'm talking about, we'll talk about what you want to talk about. But here, since nobody's on the line, Facebook. There's a Facebook page, and it's called Exposing COVID Irresponsibility in Shasta County. Now, Donnie Greenberg from a News Cafe put this on there, and in her article, of course, Donnie is one of those people that thoroughly believes in masking, shutting down places, following the rules to the nth degree. Well, there's other businesses around here, as you know, in groups that don't do that. So there's this Facebook page that's, you know, again, exposing COVID irresponsibility in Shasta County. And they name businesses on the Facebook page that do not follow the, quote, COVID rules. Well, and so when it first came out, I kind of looked at it and I thought, this is the kind of place, because they had all the names of the businesses. When I looked at it, I thought, this is the kind of thing that we put on a ship when our Marines are getting ready to go into town or at Camp Pendleton at the base or Lejeune or any of those places. These are places that are off limits. Well, what happens is, you know, the Marines look at it and say, oh, good, we don't have to go search for them. Let's go right there. Well, it's the same thing for people that go, oh, okay, let's go to Dill's Deli. Let's go to San Francisco Deli. Well, let's do those things. But it's caused a battle now on Facebook because one of the businesses infiltrated, is that the right word? The Facebook page. Got the names and then listed all the names on Facebook. These are the people that are terrorizing our businesses. And so the battle is joined.
If you don't like the businesses, don't patronize them.
I have my comments on it, but before we get into that, let's go to Betty. Good morning, Betty.
Hi.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. I have an adult daughter. In September, she got very sick. She got chills and fever, and she got herself to the emergency of one of the hospitals. And they tested her for COVID. They said, nope, she didn't have it. It didn't test positive. Mm. So she goes home and, you know, gets a week or so, you know, at home with all these symptoms. I think she lost the taste and everything.
Wow.
Well, she just recently, a week or so ago, she went to give blood, and she found out she has the antibodies. And so they told her, well, you had COVID. That's how come you have these antibiotics. So in September she was sick, and they told her, oh, it's just a regular flu. There's a regular flu going around because you're testing negative.
Okay, September, so, just a couple months ago. Yeah,
yeah, that was September.
Okay,
now she's it shows in when she gave blood. They could tell.
Oh yeah, they can
she
tell.
She had it.
Yeah. Yeah. Was she still able to give blood?
I think so.
Yeah. I would imagine they would. Imagine they would want
people. So one of the major tools we have in fighting fighting COVID is the plasma of people who have already had it. They can donate their plasma and their antibodies, and it's like lending the nuclear warheads to somebody who needs to fight the bad guys on their own.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about that. But,
well, Ashley works in one of the blood sources like this, so she's, you know, she knows. Which she's not making it up, is what I'm saying.
Oh, Ashley knows this. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, she works there, so that's good news.
So if they found out she did have the antibiotics, they would definitely take her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you can save up to four lives.
Well, okay. Betty, we have a close friend that went and had blood work done, and they said you've got the COVID antibodies. She had no symptoms, nothing. She couldn't even remember having a cold. So that was, you know, and so this is such an insidious virus that how many of us have been exposed to it? How many of us have had it, didn't even know it? Or, you know, we had very slight symptoms, maybe sniffles or something. And, you know, and then now we've got the antibodies. I would love to see people being tested for antibodies, you know, if they could, you know, the only way you can do that is to give blood.
To go to give blood and they test you there, and that's how you find out. So everybody should be going out and giving blood then.
I think they should be doing that anyway.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's interesting, Betty.
But I just, we were so how happy she didn't have it. And then she turned out she did have it. And there's people that are in the care homes now that they're testing positive. They keep them on, you know, isolation or whatever. And then they test them again and they were negative. So you can't tell which one it is.
Yeah.
It's either. You could text positive and you're really negative, or the other way around. So that can't be trusted.
Okay.
And then if they're testing positive, and then they just put that out on the news, and then they're negative, they never had it. Well, you'll never hear that they.
No, you won't hear that.
That was a negative. No. You won't hear that part.
You won't hear that part because they just. Again, I go back. That's why I said, you know, the idea of keeping, you know, is running total of who had it really doesn't mean anything, because there a lot of them are like your daughter. You know, I mean, she was sick for a week and she overcame it. Other people are sick for a day. Other people don't get sick at all, and they've had it. And so by keeping track of who's had it, with the disparities in it, it really means nothing. The ones we have to really be concerned about, the numbers, are the people in the hospital and those ICU wards. So, thank you so much, Betty, and phone call.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Right. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. Been in the business for 10 years. He opened up right after we did, and I can't say enough about John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms. I mean, they customer service is just purely outstanding. The only place we go to buy a firearm is Bastiani Arms. They take pride on the fact that when people come in, they're welcomed. They're welcomed, and whether you are a longtime shooter or just a novice, everybody's treated the same way with respect and answering questions. Nobody's going to be looking down on you. Sometimes you get that at gun stores you don't know anything type thing. Well, never at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. And see what they have. You can always get if they don't have the gun you want because all this craziness, everybody buying guns and ammo, get a gift certificate. When it comes out, they put you on a list, they'll give you a call, say, here you go, here's your gun. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR has teamed up with Robert and Courtney Stone for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service. The holidays are a particularly difficult time for veterans, and a portion of the proceeds from Operation Holiday Salute goes to help our local homeless veterans, treating them with respect, dignity, and appreciation. This holiday season, Robert and Courtney Stone want to thank the men and women who have served in the armed forces with Operation Holiday Salute and KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live. Whoever was thinking, I can't get you. And then everybody said, it's your fault, it's your fault. They attacked. They immediately attacked. Any sign of weakness in the chat room, they go for it. It's 39 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And let's just talk about La Cabana for a second. They're right across the street from us. We know the family. Well, and we know them because we've been across the street from them for 10 years. And I defy anybody to tell me there's a better tamale with green sauce that's served at La Cabana. There is none that are better. I'll just tell you that right now. Changed my mind, okay? And they suffered, besides suffering through COVID, which, by the way, they closed down the place. They have some tables outside, but, you know, most of it's takeout. Then they had this tragedy where they had a fire, and both the mother and father, the patriarch and the matriarch of the family, ended up at UC Davis with smoke inhalation. Good news is dad looks like they're going to release him, but mom's still in there. But they're just really good people, and I just wanted to say they're open now. They were closed for a while. They're open again. They're open 7 days a week. They're open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they go by carry out, or you can just walk in and order, and, you know, they're very fast in there. But their number is 242-1915, La Cabana. It's at 1335 Market Street, right across the street from us, right next to the Thunderbird Motel. And support them. Support our local businesses, my friends. Support our local businesses.
They've been fantastic ever since I was a kid. We've been going to that place when they first moved in. My family hails from San Diego, so finding really good Mexican food in town was a bit of a struggle for my parents. They love that place. We've latched onto it. We go there like at least weekly since then. Love it. I was there. I went and I got takeout earlier over the weekend, and as good as ever. A lot of the family was in back doing their thing. It was full because I think a lot of the community really appreciates these people.
I think so. And you know what? They were so appreciative of the community support. It was a surprise to them. So anyway, let's go back to Facebook here. Okay. As I pointed out, there is a group called Exposing COVID Irresponsibility in Shasta County. I got all this off at a news cafe. And then someone joined their Facebook club. And see, when they do Exposing the COVID Irresponsibility, they made a list of places these people are irresponsible. Then somebody joined their Facebook club and outed them by name, saying these people are in this group trying to shut down your businesses. And, you know, so now the battle's on. So here's I wrote something yesterday that said essentially, you know, Linda and I mask all the time. When I go to a store, if I'm uncomfortable in the store, and haven't found one, but if I'm uncomfortable in there, I just leave. That's the way I handle it. And if you walk into a store and the people behind the counter aren't masked, which I haven't seen, by the way, I don't know where they're going into. I mean, there's maybe a few. And that makes me uncomfortable. I turn around and walk out. Well, you know, and see, if that happens, I go out and make sure I wash my hands. Or I carry the hand sanitizer. I just spritz it on my hands. I take a shot of the Dr. Dome's iodine saline solution up my nose. And I go on and with my business. I don't feel a need to run out and go,
shame, shame, shame. Shame. Shame.
I don't walk around like that, telling other people about this. Okay? Shame. Now, on the other hand, the businesses feel like, hey, we're under assault here. This is a form of terrorism. A form of terrorism. The bottom line is, this is still a free country. As I still have the choice to wear that mask or not, I choose to wear it. I have the choice whether to go into a store and sit down, or a restaurant. What about a restaurant? And this is my question. What about a restaurant that separates everybody? Their people are masked, but it's indoor dining because they can't do outdoor dining. What about that? Are you supposed to just shut down the business totally?
It's a high of 57 today. Nobody wants to eat outside.
When it's raining, when the smoke from our innumerable fires due to the gross incompetence of our legislature and governor, when we have these fires and the federal authorities, by the way, let me just throw that one in there. You know, so when you have that, but so now this thing's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on this. Frankly, I, you know, making a list, if somebody said, well, you walk into KCNR studios, they're not masked. Well, we do mask. And if any of our guests mask, we mask. We sanitize all of our stuff two or three times a day. And after each person that's in here, it gets a thorough sanitation of the area, including the chairs they sit on. We sanitize the door handle. And, you know, that's the way we do that. And we have copious amounts of hand sanitizer. I see four of them sitting up there right now on our counter, different ones from foam to just the high-grade stuff that smells really good, and I use it for aftershave occasionally when I come in. All right. Next hour, I'd like to get into the...
I hear...
Sorry, got excited.
Okay. Sometimes I get that way. In the next hour, I want to talk about this COVID relief bill and why so many people are ticked off about this from both sides of the, I mean, from both sides of that 180, Hollywood stars on this side and Phil Robinson from Duck Dynasty on the other side. So we're going to talk about that and anything else you want to talk about. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Couple of high-profile coronavirus vaccinations just a few minutes ago, and the government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, rolling up his sleeve to take the Moderna shot.
As a symbol to the rest of the country that I feel extreme confidence in the safety and the efficacy of this vaccine, and I want to encourage everyone who has the opportunity to get vaccinated so that we could have a veil of protection over this country that would end this pandemic.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar joining Fauci on stage at a press event publicizing their inoculations. Totaling roughly $900 billion, COVID-19 stimulus package passed by Congress, now headed for President Trump's desk. Correspondent Tim McGuire with a closer look.
The relief bill combines coronavirus fighting funds with financial aid for individuals and businesses. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins.
This COVID relief is vitally needed for our struggling families, for our hard-hit small businesses.
The bill sets a temporary $300 per week supplemental federal unemployment benefit and a $600 direct stimulus payment to most Americans. There are also subsidies for hard-hit businesses, schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction.
And among the many add-ons in the COVID bill, $10 million for so-called gender programs in Pakistan. Also, $193 million for new cars for federal HIV/AIDS workers who are stationed abroad. It is not an encouraging sign in the midst of the all-important Christmas shopping season. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index tumbling to a reading of 88.6 this month. Surging coronavirus cases sending American optimism to its lowest level since the summer. Wall Street, the Dow down 122 points, the Nasdaq 53 points higher. More on these stories at Town Hall.
I grew up poor, which is even worse than being poor.
From poor to CEO, the incredible journey of Herman Cain.
My American dream entailed working hard and making $20,000 a year. But I surpassed that goal and became a corporate CEO.
The story of one man's amazing journey from a poor, undereducated family to the highest levels of corporate, social, and political America.
I didn't have to be taught work ethic. I saw it firsthand, and it had a big impression on me.
From poor to CEO, the amazing true story of the American dream that will inspire and motivate you and your family to live your best life.
We'll all be able to say, we at last!
See the movie, From Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain, available at salemnow.com.
Use promo code FAMILY for 20% off. salemnow.com, promo code FAMILY.
Human rights groups demanding an investigation of the death of a Pakistani political activist who was living in exile in Canada.
Karima Baloch was once named in the BBC's annual list of 100 inspirational and influential women. She was a former head of the Baloch Students Organization, which is banned in Pakistan, and a vocal critic of the policies of the Pakistani military and state in Balochistan. The western province has been host to a long-running separatist insurgency. The circumstances of her death are not yet clear. Toronto police said she went missing on Sunday afternoon, but have not released any further details. Friends and fellow activists said her body had since been discovered. Karima Baloch had been living in Canada since 2015 after seeking asylum saying her life was in danger in Pakistan.
And that's BBC correspondent Sukunder Kermani reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Some stores are saying this Christmas season could be their last stand.
Clothing stores and specialty retailers are offering big discounts and heavily promoting curbside pickup in hopes of rescuing a lackluster holiday shopping season. For some, it could be their last chance at survival, and even a last-minute sales boost could be too late to save them. The holiday season, which accounts for about 20% of the retail industry's annual sales, has always been make or break for struggling stores, but it's even more important this year as they look to make up for sales loss since the pandemic forced them to temporarily close locations. Keith Peters reporting.
Senior White House advisor Jared Kushner has led a delegation from Israel to Morocco, departing on the first known direct flight since the two countries established full diplomatic ties earlier this month. That was part of a series of U.S.-brokered normalization accords between Israel and Arab nations. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, get involved. Today is the 22nd of December. I've refrained from saying there's only three shopping days left. Am I shopping today? Yes. Did I shop yesterday? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I shopped yesterday and today. Will be
but
today.
401's jewelry is very happy with
Oh, my God. You know what? I get a birthday cards from Four Winds Jewelry, which is a wonderful place. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Care and Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ashley has the weather.
Yeah, we're looking at about 38 degrees over at the airport right now. And just that slight north breeze coming in over the morning. And so I think we've pretty much lost all of our fog for the area. Whatever hasn't been blown away by the north wind has basically burned off by the sunrise. So it should be a clear ride all the way into work today with a high of 57 degrees and a low of 37 overnight. Clear and enough frost and clouds throughout the next couple of days to make the sunrise and sunset interesting. Come Christmas Day, if you're in the mountains, we are looking at possibly a white Christmas with a chance of rain and showers on Christmas Day into Friday night and Saturday. So we might get a little bit closer to that rain total goal, and I think Mount Shasta Ski Park is going to be extra happy with that one.
Well, you know, they couldn't open up last weekend, and they had a lot of lift tickets sold. So, let's just all hope that snow hits real heavy up there, because we need rain, and we need a snowpack.
I think I saw, after this latest storm, I saw the Sacramento office of the Weather Service were talking about, okay, we're up to a third of our normal for this time of year. So we're still down two-thirds. We aren't even close to an average for this time of year yet. This Christmas storm should be
helpful. Let's hope. We need huge winter storms. Fill the mountains up with snow.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way that'll help. Hey, the COVID relief bill and then the spending bill to keep the government going.
Can I play that shame clip
no,
again?
No, not yet. Not yet. No, and you know the thing is they had to split the bills because they weren't going to get enough to vote on both of them. Because some people say I'm not voting if the defense bills, because they put enough, you know, they put so much money in for the defense and Homeland Security, and a lot of the Democrats said, you know, OSC or whatever the name is, OAC, I'm not going to vote for that. And then some Republicans said I'm not going to vote for that. So they split them out. And so you've got the COVID relief bill and then the spending bill to keep the government going. Two different votes. They both passed. $600. It took them so long. Why did it take so long for this to happen? Well, let me think. Politics. That's the whole thing, my friends. It was the whole thing. They weren't going to get anything done like that while Trump was before the election or during the election. There was going to be anything that was going to be favorable to Trump, and Pelosi held it in there. Yes, Pelosi did. Now, you can say McConnell did. No, it has, you know, the bill they threw out had everything in there from giving billions of dollars to cities and counties and bailing them out. It had nothing to do with COVID. So it comes out that every American will get $600. And the last time it was $1,200.
And the Smithsonian will get $1 billion.
Well, of course. And then the Paycheck Protection Program looks like that's back. And here's the thing. $600. Now, that includes congressmen and senators and if the president ever even took a salary, we would count him. But he doesn't take a salary. When you look at it and you look at some of the things they spent money on, how about $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan was in this bill? $10 million that could have gone to Americans went to do gender studies in Pakistan. What's that got to do with COVID? The whole thing is, again, I go back to they're getting paid every 2 weeks. There's no, and then our elite don't even pay attention to their own edicts. Dr. Blitz went to Thanksgiving dinner, traveled to Thanksgiving so she could be with her family after telling other families, all the rest of us, not to do that. The elites. Can I talk about Governor Newsom? Do we mention the French Laundry, which sounds like a brothel in Marseille, but however is a restaurant in Napa Valley where he went with, 100 of his closest friends, including at his table, unmasked, including two members of the California Medical Association, bigwigs from there, plus lobbyists and all this. Then, I mean, you can just go time after time after time. The elites who are making these decisions are just blowing them off, and while the rest of us are trying to get along with our lives. Now, it took them a long time to get this relief bill here. I understand part of that, you know, the Paycheck Protection Plan, which is forgivable, but you can't imagine the paperwork you have to do. We finally, after 4 or 5 days, just gave it to our CPA. Who screamed, I could hear it when we sent it back to him. I could hear him screaming from 4 blocks away to get that done. Now the second one's coming, but what's it going to look like? Nobody has any idea. 6,000 pages. Okay, 6,000 pages on these bills that were given to them, and they had 5 hours to glean through them and vote. 6,000 pages in 5 hours. Come on. Is this the best you can do? Is this the best we can do? Really? Moving on from there. You know, the other thing about it, too, is they also upped the a $300 a week check to people in unemployment. It used to be $600, which means that they were making more money than they did when they worked, so it was hard getting people back. But that ended. Now it's $300 a week, so an additional $1,200 a month for people on unemployment. The only problem with it is, you know, if you live in California, is you got to go through the economic development department, which is hopelessly screwed up. The one in charge of it had to leave because of all the mistakes that were made. They even shut the department down for 2 weeks to try and get, you know, to try and catch up on things, which didn't work. And then, of course, the fact that the EDD was sending millions of dollars to people like Scott Peterson in San Quentin and other felons. Well, they found, you know, they caught the people doing that, they think. But there was millions that ended up in our prisons, you know, fraudulent claims. If you had to make something up that was, you know, like a comedy movie, that would be it. That would be it. Oh, I was a hairdresser, but I can't, and I'm, you know, because of COVID, I've had to shut down my shop. Well, no, you shut down your shop because you got 10 to 15 years in prison for armed robbery. That's why, but you still got your check. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. This is, you know, I have to finish up something like that with something that's good, and that's Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented group of people over there. During the last Paycheck Protection Program, when it was a mess out there and banks, some banks, were turning down their own customers, they went to Cornerstone and they were helped. Yeah. Cornerstone was one of the shining, one of those Bethlehem-type stars in this whole mess of COVID that actually got the work done. Why? Because they want you to move your dreams forward. Keep moving your dreams forward. Two locations here in town at 1845 California Street and at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Old Ridley Shopping Center. And if you are down in Red Bluff, it's 500 Riverside Way down in Red Bluff. Cornerstone Community Bank. 8:14 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
KCNR has teamed up with Robert and Courtney Stone for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service. The holidays are a particularly difficult time for veterans, and a portion of the proceeds from Operation Holiday Salute goes to help our local homeless veterans, treating them with respect, dignity, and appreciation. This holiday season, Robert and Courtney Stone want to thank the men and women who have served in the armed forces with Operation Holiday Salute and KCNR.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3123.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tune
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Good morning, Jimmy. Hey, it's Open Line Tuesday. So I know that sometimes that you're just enthralled by my comments, but this is Open Line. I want to hear what you all are thinking about things. I see a lot of stuff written in our chat room, which are really, really interesting. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Yes, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. What can I say, guys? Girls, this is the place to go. Everything from estate jewelry to specially designed pieces of jewelry designed by them, by Henry and Rebecca, and that nobody else has. Or how about you going down there with a good idea about this is what I want, this is what the ring, I want it to look like, or the necklace, or, you know, whatever. They can do that for you. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Thursday. This week, because of Friday, they are going to be off for Christmas. So you still got a chance to get in there. You know, only full-service jewelry store in Reading. I had a guy right in here, a friendly newcomer. Oh, no, Carl, are you saying you never came to work and a co-worker came in sick and then everybody around them sick also? No, I was in the Marines. We didn't have time to get sick. Sometimes we didn't even bleed. You know, we didn't have time for that. I don't ever remember in 32 years of somebody going, I can't come in today, I'm sick. Happened one time. I just remember that. Happened one time when I was a second lieutenant. And I said, what? I'm sick. I can't come in. Get in here. Go to sick bay, and we'll send you home if you're really sick. So we didn't have problems after that. If you're sick, go to sick bay. No, so it didn't happen. So there. Now, my second article out of News Cafe. Donnie, I hope you're listening. This is about the disenfranchisement of like 17,000 voters. That's how many I think voted for Mike DeQuisto. And they and our city council, based on a motion, and this is an article written by a guy named John Dunlap. And what he wrote was that based on a motion by Julie Winter and quickly moved to final action by the council, Michael DeQuisto was removed from his eventual succession to the position of mayor. And we've had Mike in, and he says, hey, you know, I'm not whining about it. It happened. But what it does is, why does it happen? It's happened before. I think it happened to Gary Cadd, and I think it happened to Francie Sullivan. But why? Why do we do that? It's they all have the same vote. And when she said that she wanted to nominate those who could best represent the city, that was it. Well, obviously there's a strong dislike in here for because of maybe what Michael puts things on Facebook after votes to kind of lay out what happened. Things like the sale of the land to that organization that opposes the Reading Rancheria, you know, making it surplus land and then selling it to them as another blocking position to keep Reading Rancheria from going to the freeway. He voted against that, and he said, I voted against it because we didn't have full indemnity. And full indemnity means is that they had indemnity of $100,000 in case there was a lawsuit. Well, of course there's lawsuits. There may be multiple lawsuits from Reading Rancheria against the city for doing something like it, for doing this. And it could cost more than $100,000. If it's more than $100,000, who pays for that? You and me. The other one was raising the salary of the city attorney and his assistant by 10% because they were absorbing some responsibilities from the building department. Now, what Mike said on that was, well, let's just see how much more work they have to do, and in 6 months we'll give them the raise. And I've heard, not from Mike, but from other sources, that the city attorney said, don't do this now. This is not a good time. We're shutting businesses down, and you're giving me a 10% raise. Fell on deaf ears, I guess, because they were given a 10. They were given the 10% raise. And so when Aaron Reznor, who is now the mayor, and Aaron is a stand-up, she's a stand-up lady, when she, you know, we've invited her to come on, next year, beginning of next year, which is 2 weeks, and I'm going to ask her those questions. And I would ask Julie that if she will ever come back on again. I don't know if she ever will, because I asked her that question last time and she didn't like it. But of all the good things that are happening, we, the citizens, have a right to ask this question and say, so why'd you do that? I mean, what is it about the Quisto that is so, that is, you know, is he malevolent? Is he going to have a pole dancer in at the city council meetings? Which, by the way, may get more people there just for that. But, I mean, what are the reasons behind this? I have no idea. I just kind of thought that they were there, you know, I'm the mayor for 2 years. Or for a year, I'm the mayor, and I cut ribbons, and I do these things like Aaron did with this COVID testing on that solution that Dr. George Dome from right here in town did with the saline solution and the betadine that Stanford University came up here, but they needed 40 people that had COVID in the last week before the test to be tested, and she came out and said, we need these people. We took that, her Facebook page, or her Facebook comments, and pushed it forward as much as we could. And then we talked about it, and we got the 40 people we needed. I think we got 41, which, you know. And so they could do the testing. It was Friday and Sunday, which wasn't clear when it first came out, but it was Friday and Sunday. And it did. It took some time because, you know, it would take up to an hour to do these things, to do the test and then do the spray and then do, you know, then take another swab. But we did it up here. We did it in Redding and Palo Alto down there. Stanford had been trying to do this for 6 months, and they couldn't get it done. And we got it done in that day. Another example of Redding and Redding standing up and doing things. But, you know, Aaron leading the charge on that was outstanding. I'm sure that had a whole lot to do with getting those people. These are people that had COVID. They stayed in their cars, so they didn't have to be around other people for the testing. And everybody, of course, was, you know, whatever they do, get their PPE on. Anyway, but the question is, why do that? It's a good article. John Dunlap, retired engineer and a former CEO of a Redding engineering planning firm. And he's been around here for 42 years, so not a Redding native, but don't hold that against him. And so, something to think about, something to talk about. Okay, what are the things do we have here that we're going into? Well, I'm just thinking right now.
Thought I smelled smoke.
Okay, what is there's people that things that are happening. People are saying things. The Israeli, a guy, a former Israeli general, says that the aliens, there are aliens here, and Trump has talked to them. I'm not talking about people from Guatemala. He's talking about aliens from outer worlds, and he makes a statement. Oh yeah, President Trump knows about it. He met with one. This gets worldwide news. Right? But there's scientific advancements that have been made this year. And this just, you know, the largest one, of course, is this COVID, this vaccine that people, you know, that they've made, got it out on the streets, and the first million doses of it have been issued to frontline workers. Then I think it goes to people, you know, elderly people over the age of 76. So that term elderly, so let's just say people over the age of 76. Then it goes into firemen and the police. And so you're somewhere in that tier there. I'm not sure where we fall on it. But Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
What you got, buddy?
Well, I was thinking about where you ended one of the segments talking about this could be a stage show and you couldn't even draw up what's really going on in our society. That would make a great screenplay or whatever.
Oh,
I
yeah,
had this
yeah.
conversation with my neighbor yesterday. We were talking when I was out raking leaves. And we both just sit there and shake our heads and go, how do people think the way they do? Just like you mentioned that $10 billion to Pakistan for transgender. How can they think that way?
I don't know. How do you
I'll say to you what I told my neighbor. I don't know if you can do this or not. But if you really want to put this in a nutshell, and if you can, play Paul Harvey's comment when he said, if I were the devil. I think it's about 3-4 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
Paul Harvey, if I were the devil. Once you hear that, your mind doesn't know what's going on.
Does everything fall in place there?
It does. It really does. I think he did that in the late 70s, if I remember right. Was it the late 70s or early 80s
could
when
be.
He recorded that?
Okay, well, see.
Now, I don't
I
know
have
if you
it
can play that
65.
Because of copyright issues or anything like that.
Well, we pay money for that. We pay a lot of money for that.
Oh, you prepay it. That's okay.
Oh, yeah. Every month we pay 4 different groups of people.
Yeah, I remember
to let
you talking
us do
about
that
with the music.
Yeah,
and
with
the
music.
Music.
Oh, yeah. That's, and it never
and
goes, it never
Limbaugh
goes down.
Was talking about that one day, about how much he has to pay in those fees for the bumper music.
Who's that?
Rush Limbaugh. What it cost him to play the bumper music.
Well, you know, and well, we have this, you know, the same groups of people that we pay that he pays, but
yeah, and it's all based on the size of your audience.
It's based on the how much money you make.
Oh, so they just want a percentage.
They want a percentage. That's right.
That's
so
see,
if you, you know if you're they go by the your, the gross amount you make each year, and then you pay and you know if it's under this much you pay. You pay this much. If it's over this, you pay this. If it's over that, yeah, it just keeps going up.
This is the liberal church, so that's your tithing.
I guess so. I tithe. I'd rather tithe where I want to.
I know that. I know that.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We'll look that thing up and see if we can.
Thank you.
See what we can do. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Merry Christmas. Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health. They've just started the TAVR, that's T-V-A-R, valve replacement right here at Shasta Regional. They couldn't get it here in the North State. You had to, or up here in Redding or this area. You had to go down to UC Davis or someplace. Now they're doing it up here. What that means is instead of cracking your chest open and replacing a valve, they can do it by inserting it through one of your veins and pushing it up to that valve and replacing it. So, you know, instead of being in a hospital afterwards recovering from open chest surgery, you can be out of there. And we know somebody that had it, got it in the morning, and the next day was released from the hospital. This is the Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:32 in the morning, 40 degrees out there.
So much in life. Don't you give it up before your time is due.
She sleeps hot, even when the weather outside is frightful.
Jack Frost here, likes it cool.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, now temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But will it keep me asleep?
Yes, it intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will I have more energy for holiday shopping?
Does Rudolph have a red nose? It's the final days to save up to $700 on new Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing. Ends Thursday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Quicken Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Linda Botman is on assignment today. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, 8:36 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. I listen to our station all the time. And one of the, I listened to the ad that Brian Martin puts out there. It talks about failure to thrive. People that don't need assisted living, but they're living by themselves. You know, a lot of times that loneliness and it starts working on them. They don't have enough to do. They don't do anything. And think about River Common Senior Living. This is not, like I said, not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors. But going into River Commons, the premier retirement community, gives a person activities, gourmet chef there, ways of getting around town if you don't feel like driving, and it's located near Turtle Bay, close to shopping. It's got all of those things. River Commons Senior Living. To learn more, give Brent a call at 238-5981. They are pet friendly, and which means that you can go there. You don't have to worry about finding toilet paper again. River Common Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
I'm sorry?
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy. These inflated numbers, I'd like to talk about that real quick.
Sure.
Months ago, I called into this show and some of the other shows and talked about on the CDC website, there, I believe, is four different categories of how they can confirm a COVID death. And I don't remember it verbatim, and I didn't have a chance to look it up real quick, but one is they definitely died of COVID. And then the next one was they died of COVID with underlying conditions. And then it started to get into other categories, which included assumptive or presumptive death from COVID, which means they could basically, that's like a loophole. Now, I want to give a big kudos out, because we've heard about all these people that die from car accidents and motorcycle accidents that had COVID, right?
Yeah.
They listed as COVID. Well, there is a Grand County coroner, a Grand County, Colorado coroner. Her name is Brenda Bach. And she just came out saying how much these numbers are fudged, because they had two people that were gunshot victims that died and were listed as COVID deaths.
I saw that.
I missed part of the show. Did you talk about
it? No, I haven't. But I now that you mention it, I saw that because they had COVID, but they were shot,
right.
and died from their gunshot wounds.
Right, and she was saying that if they could, because they had a tested positive for COVID within the last 30 days, so they listed it as a COVID death. I mean, that is just insane. So even the pathologist listed it as a gunshot wound, but somehow they got around it and listed it as COVID. So if people want to check that out, her name is Brenda Bach, B-O-C-K, Grand County Coroner.
Okay.
So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, good. Because you know what? I read that too. I read that, the whole thing of record keeping and who's got it, who didn't have it, does this person have it, did they die from this? I know that people, because of COVID, even with their underlying conditions, they have underlying conditions, and COVID is the reason they die. When we have enough of those, we don't need to keep adding on things that are just maybes. Or I remember the motorcycle accident down in Florida. They listed it.
Yeah.
So.
And it's, I feel bad coming out and saying stuff like this. Well, I don't really, but, people will, if you come out and say this, people will basically do the same thing as mask shaming. They'll go, oh, you just don't think this is a serious disease. And well, yeah, it is a serious disease, and if you're elderly or have underlying conditions, you should be very careful. But this has been blown way out of proportion, and most people know it.
Well, I think that, in the first part of the show, we talked about, the citizens, what is it, exposing COVID irresponsibility in Shasta County. I know you've heard of that.
Yeah,
they're the one. Yeah, they're outing the businesses, and then they got upset because people that own those businesses became part of their group and outed them, their name. So, the whole thing is, I walk into a business, I mask, I choose to mask. Linda chooses a mask. I walk in. If I'm uncomfortable in a business, I just turn around and walk away. I have not found myself uncomfortable in businesses. What do you do with restaurants that they can't have outside dining? They're not set up for they've tried the to-go orders. That doesn't work. So they've spread everybody out. Everybody wears masks. They do everything they can. And this way, this is the only way they can keep their business open. And they can provide paychecks for anywhere from 20 to 50 people. So, this whole thing is a people just got to take a deep breath, Jimmy.
Right. I think. And if somebody wants to wear a mask, that's great. Wear a mask. But this thing has been going on for, 8-10 months now? And it hasn't been remedied.
Yes, sir.
The mask and this hasn't worked, in my opinion.
Here's my thing is so many people have had it. And then as a lady called earlier, she said her daughter was sick and they said she didn't have COVID and then she gave blood and they said, you've got the antibody. So you did have it. And we have had other friends that gave blood and found out they had antibodies, which means they had it and they just didn't know it. I can't help but think that we've all been exposed to it, and we've been exposed to it many times, to COVID. And, yes, the numbers are rising and people that are showing positive, but I think it's probably because so many people have had COVID that don't even know it. And it's to try and shut down everything, schools, economy, businesses, city council and board of supervisor meetings. You know, is that the best way to handle it? Anyway, Jimmy, thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Hey, and by the way, you know, of course, the board of supervisors are shut down from having meetings for the public, as is the city council. But I understand that the city of Shasta Lake still has open city council meetings. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Ashley. Thank you for doing open lines. Sometimes I think we just need to reset because there's so much agenda, issues, topics. I
speak louder.
Huh?
Speak louder. Get
Will
closer.
Do.
Okay.
I don't know how you do this every day to prepare a program when there's so much information overload, inconsistencies, and then you've got people that are battle away and they don't want to have a town hall or a dialogue or a conversation. So this works, having open lines, Carl. I appreciate it. And I know Richard Gallardo, he's got his Shasta County citizen journalist option, so it's not going to be just online news cafe with Donnie Greenberg. I would love to see her accept an invitation to a local radio show and have a conversation about all of these issues. I don't know if she'd accept it or not, but I just sent you about a half hour ago the notice that went out locally by the militia, the Emergency Services Act, and this is a sign that the businesses can put on their front door and let people know they are not going to be subject to harassment, bullying, pestering, because it's unconstitutional. It's breaking Amendments 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, and 14. Let these people conduct their business, just like what Jimmy said. Flatten the curve 2 weeks, then it's a month, then it's 3 months, 6 months. There's no exit, people.
Well,
that's the point.
That's the thing. This thing has been going on and on. It, you know, everybody has to see a light at the end of the tunnel.
And if not, then we need to pull it together because we can see the fraud, exaggeration, padding, fakery with the COVID as well as with the election mess. So they both kind of connect. They both go together that there's something deeper going on, a larger vision of America, and this is the best weapon is a germ, a bioweapon virus, and it's never been isolated. So every time I hear of the next mutation or the most horrid adverse reaction, anaphylactic shock, and then they minimize it or they don't want to talk about that nurse that fainted or
the one in Alaska. The one in Alaska that had a very adverse reaction to it. They put her on, they gave her the Epidem, or whatever it's called. She ends up hospitalized. But that was the one case that I've heard about that had an adverse effect like that. There may be more.
There are more, and as we would not be shocked that they're not going to report them all. We know we've got vast and horrid censorship by big tech. You're lucky if you can put anything on anymore and find it. As a researcher assistant myself, it's getting very difficult. It takes much more time to access this. There was actually two people in Alaska that had adverse reactions, and this other gal from Tennessee fainted on live video. And that's why they asked these people that are taking these tests, why do we have two right now being emergency authorization? We have Pfizer, and then a week and a half later, we have Moderna, and now possibly AstraZeneca. Why are they all different? They're not meeting the strain that's currently unfolding because it's just a mess. This vaccine, I tell you folks, if you just please try to look this up, it's not going to be in mainstream media. But if there's genetic RNA or prions or PEG, it's a polyethylene glycol. It's another thing that gives people this horrible allergic reaction, anaphylactic shock. That means when they say you're getting treatment from this still, that means you're probably in the hospital and we hope you don't croak. They don't tell us the full truth is what I'm trying to say. So if you don't need to get this vaccine, hold off. You don't need to be tested because you don't have symptoms. Hold off. You don't know what's at the end of that swab.
Well, you know what, I think this is, you know, there's a great deal of people, we have to run here, but there's a number of people that agree with you, I go back to the fact that, there's a certain level of risk when you take a vaccine. I think, and because some people are going to react to it.
And they're evolving or devolving.
Well, you know, and so the people that are taking it are your medical people up front. So, you know, at least we have an idea of the first million about what's happened. And hopefully, I would hope that they would lay out everything that's happened from all the shots. How many adverse reactions, what kind of adverse reactions we had. If you have these underlying symptoms of other things, you know, underlying conditions, you maybe shouldn't take it. But anyway, we have to run, Lori.
They never studied obese, sick people. They only studied the healthiest people.
Yeah.
This is why it's a problem.
Well, that's...
I'll catch up with you later. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Merry Christmas. Okay, we were way past break, so we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 39 degrees out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. It's going up to about 63 today. It's going to be beautiful. Maybe a little cloudy Thursday. And chance of rain slightly on Friday on Christmas Day. Well, you know, we're all having Christmas in the house anyway, it appears. What would open line day be? Oh, he's gone. Terry, what would open line day be without you? You were just called. What happened? I was going to finish up the segment with Terry.
We've still got 5 minutes left of you if you want to call back.
Come on, Terry. Call us. Anyway, the things that I see in our chat room are quite interesting. Somebody says, you know, your phone system. Well, our phone system works for the vast majority of people. Every so often, though, we'll get people calling in on a cell phone, or they may be in a place where the coverage isn't just outstanding, or sometimes they put it on speakerphone. We try to get them off speakerphone, if they're on that. And sometimes they just, you know, people just need to speak up a little bit. And, you know, and I'm sorry if you couldn't hear Jimmy that well, because Jimmy, I could have said to Jimmy, Jimmy, get in close and get louder. But, you know, he's got a very mellow voice, if you ever meet Jimmy. The things in our chat room, when people are talking about things that are bothering them, and, you know, anything from gender studies in Pakistan that I talked about, somebody, gender studies in Pakistan will halt the virus. And if you missed that at the earlier part of the show, I said part of this COVID relief bill is $10 million for gender studies in Pakistan. I'm not exactly sure why we're doing that. Somebody will have to explain that to me. And again, they gave them all of the, you know, the Senate and the House, 5,000 pages in 5 hours to read it. Glean through that 5,000 pages. The problem, one of the problems, in my humble opinion, is the, you know, the bureaucracy that we have built, where it's, there should be a law that says, okay, here's another law, another bureaucracy. For every bill, a new law that you introduce, you get rid of three. No, five. And a lot of times when they pile a new law on top of an older law, it makes things so difficult that the state of California, as an example, is having to hire an outside firm to go to their employees and to explain to them the intricacies of the employment laws that we have here in California. Even the employees don't understand the laws. They're so intricate. Lawyers have problems with it. And yet we keep adding more on. Oh, we'll just do this. We'll just do this. The agricultural side, the farmers and ranchers, are just going through hell out there. Because every time they get one thing about water, then there's another law added on top of that that makes the first one impossible to do. And some people are out there saying, Ayn Rand. Atlas shrugged. When the two senators are talking, says, you know what, we passed so many bills, I don't even know, you know, if I'm obeying the law. And the other one says, well, that's the idea. If you're breaking the law, we own you. And there lies the problem. so far, the, you know, the rules for COVID are just rules. There's nothing in there that's got anything. Oh, we can give you a citation. Thank God the law enforcement agencies in our county have said, I'm not going to give a citation to a business that's trying to survive. And, you know, for people, you know, and Donnie Chamberlain has said that. She has changed her, position on that. It's not up to them to give citations. It's their job to educate and be more open. Okay. But it's not their job to give citations. But and there lies the problem. How many of you, I've got a business here, many of you out there have businesses. Do you really know all the rules when it comes to employment? I have no idea. I know basic ones. I have things put up on the wall. So I don't like to call, like, Ashley knows people employees. They're, you know what, you guys are my partners in this, and you know that. So that they can read this every year, and it changes. And then there's subsets of each one. Did you know there's a subset for radio and TV to this that talks about hours? Has nothing to do with everybody else. It's just a subset. And then, of course, the bill, you know, on the contractors, making everybody, if you're a contractor, you have to, you know, you have to declare them and pay taxes on them like they're an employee. What a horrible, horrible law that was. Anyway, I hope you had a good time today. I did. I love people calling in. So have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned.